We are joined by the head coach of the Orlando Magic. He is the 14th head coach of the Magic. He was introduced on Wednesday as their new head coach. He led Charlotte to the playoffs twice as a head coach. He spent five seasons as an assistant in Orlando. The Magic were 25-57 this past season. Their new head coach is Steve Clifford. He joins us right now. Steve, it is great to have you back on. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Steve, it's so good to have you. I would imagine there were a number of opportunities that you could have taken. So what was it about the opportunity with the Magic that made it feel like it was the right move and the right fit for you?
Well, the two biggest parts were, one, ownership. You know, the DeVos family, who have been the owners here since the franchise, you know, came here to Central Florida, who were, you know, so supportive and so committed to us the last time I was here. And then the management team, Jeff Waltman, John Hammond, guys that are veterans of the NBA, have been around. And the more we met and spoke, I just had a real comfort level with both of them.
Steve Clifford, my guest. And then on top of that, Steve, you got the players, of course. At your introductory press conference, plenty of your new players showed up and they were there to watch it. What did that mean to you?
Oh, I thought it was great. And I've had a good chance to, well, I've spoken with all of them. I've had a chance to have, you know, long meetings with the majority of them. And I think that it's a hungry group. I think a group of guys who, you know, want to improve quickly and are willing to work towards it. So the big thing we need to be focused on right now is just having a good off season. But I think in talking with them, the approach is there. And I'm looking forward to working with each of them.
Magic head coach Steve Clifford joining us. Now, at the introductory press conference, you were asked about what you've learned since you were with the Magic as an assistant coach. And you gave a great answer, I thought. It's one that I could spend an entire interview on. But you talked about what it was like in Los Angeles and watching Kobe and Steve Nash, Powell, Dwight, and Mehta. And you watched how they worked together and how they were as teammates. So what was your biggest takeaway and what did you learn most from your time here in L.A.?
Well, I think that, you know, the dynamic of the group, you know, four of those guys will be Hall of Famers. And it was a group, as you know, I'm sure you remember, there were great expectations for that group to start the season. We had a bunch of injuries, got off to a slow start. And to watch, I think, within the different personalities from, you know, Kobe's, I think, just will to win and how that brought our team together, to really Steve Nash's, was the great unifier, such an incredible communicator with each of his teammates on a daily basis. And, you know, we had some tough, tough weeks there where things weren't going our way. But I think as much as anything, it was those two guys' leadership that allowed us to stay together. And people forget, you know, we're 28-12 the last 40 games that year. And if, you know, again, if we wouldn't have had so many injuries, I think we would have been a team in the playoffs that nobody would have wanted to play.
Steve Clifford joining us. Now, in terms of a team that nobody wants to play, your team president, Jeff Waltman, said something I thought was really interesting. He said what he likes is that when you play a Steve Clifford team, you have to beat them, that those teams never beat themselves. What's it mean to hear that? And then how do you go about developing a team that does not beat itself?
Well, it starts in this league, again, as you know, with having smart players, which the more I'm watching here, breaking down this film, I really believe that we have. And, you know, when I was a high school coach, I remember when the first clinics I went to, you know, Coach Knight said that the sign in the locker room at Indiana was victory favors the teams that don't beat themselves. And so being low turnover, winning the turnover game, being able to defend without needless fouls so that you have a chance to win the free throw game every night, and then playing with great purpose, you know, having a great idea on the floor with each playing group of where the ball needs to get, and having multiple ways to get it there, I think are the simplest ways. And again, it all gets back to having smart players, intelligent players who understand what it takes to win. And I believe that we have a good foundation of that here.
Magic head coach Steve Clifford joining us. Now, Steve, earlier this season, you made the very difficult decision to step away from the team for a period of time to address your health. Knowing how hard you grind, knowing the competitor that you are, I have to think that things were probably really tough, really rough for you to do that. What was your life like at that point, and how were you feeling physically?
Well, I appreciate you asking. I feel great now. I'd say this is probably the best I've felt in years. At that point, what had happened was it was really the culmination of 2 years of a cycle of headaches, which were getting more and more severe, which were leading to difficulty sleeping, which then contributed to the headaches getting worse. So, it had been, like I said, going on for a couple of years. They were bad enough a year ago so that the team doctors had made me do an MRI at the All-Star break just to make sure there were no, real significant issues. Again, it was, I guess what I found, Jim, as much as anything was I couldn't live, work with that little sleep at 54 and 55. The way I did at 50 and 51. So I've made an adjustment that way. It's really as simple as I sleep, probably 90 more minutes per night, and I feel great now.
Steve Clifford, my guest. I appreciate that answer, Steve. I think I want to be clear about this, though. You went through a series of tests that eventually ruled out a brain tumor or a stroke, which obviously is great, great news. But at the same time, when you're going through those tests and you hear things like that, brain tumor or stroke mentioned as a possibility, I mean, that seems like a really terrifying thing. What was that like?
Oh, that's the scariest part. I spent 10 days and, as doing what we do, I mean, we're in a similar field, it's a similar situation here where you're working long hours. It's a labor of love. Sometimes it's all fun, and it can just catch up with you. And the biggest part, again, with the headache issue is finding out what the source is. And so what you find is that what most people don't understand, or I didn't understand, is Most really severe headache issues come as a result of overworking, stress, or not sleeping enough. And it's actually very common. It's common in our profession. So I was fortunate that there were no other, physical reasons that, my issue was simply not sleeping enough, and it caught up with me.
See, let me ask you this. I mean, you and I, we've talked about this in the past, but when we talk about your journey from Woodland High School in Maine, I mean, there's only one way to get from coaching in Washington County, Maine, to the NBA, and that is to grind, my man, to outwork everybody. Obviously, you're very bright and you're talented, but that was a grind. Knowing that, was it challenging to step away? And then what'd you take away from that experience when you finally did get a little bit of time away from that grind?
Well, yeah, I mean, coaching is like any other profession. It takes a certain amount of work. And then the other thing that happened for me that had an impact on me was my first NBA situation was the staff was Jeff Van Gundy in New York with Don Chaney, Tom Thibodeau, and Kevin O'Neill. So, I mean, if you showed up at 5:30, guys were looking at you like, where have you been?
Right.
And so it was just kind of the way that I learned how to do it. In terms of being out, I mean, the biggest thing for me was, I've never doubted how much I enjoyed coaching, but you just miss, being around the players, being around the staff, the challenge of getting ready for the NBA every night. And then the sad thing is, to be quite honest with you, I also find out, I don't know how to live well. Without the challenge of getting ready for the next game, as soon as I started to feel better, outside of reading, I really found out that when I do stop coaching, I'm going to have to find other things that I enjoy doing.
You know, it's so interesting. So many guys like that say exactly the same thing, Steve, that they don't have hobbies, that this is their thing. This is what they do. This is who they are. And they never develop these other interests because there was never any time for it or any interest. But the good news is you got the situation addressed. You're doing so much better. You probably adjust your approach. So how excited are you then to get to work and start to build something special in Orlando?
I can't wait. We have working with Jeff and John, we have our staff is coming together. Actually, two of those guys are flying in tonight. I'm sitting here watching Jonathan Isaac and Wesley Wandu work out. And I'm going to be actually coming out there on Friday to meet with Aaron Gordon. So getting to know the guys, getting these guys into good summer routines and looking forward to a great offseason.
Well, it's great to hear your voice. Steve Clifford is back. He is the head coach of the Orlando Magic. He'd already spent 5 seasons there as an assistant coach. He's in great health. You sound like you are in great spirits, Steve. Really nice to have you on the program. Great to hear your voice, and really nice to talk to you once again.
You too, Jim. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
My man, have a great day, and let's do it again during the season, and it's great to have you back. Steve Clifford, great coach. God, that's so true, right? You can hear that. I mean, man, we're getting more and more of this. That it is such a grind and nobody wants to really ask for any help until maybe it's too late. And then he found out exactly what was going on and found out it wasn't something physical per se, but it was stress. He was not getting enough sleep. There was excessive stress and kept grinding harder and harder and it made it worse and worse. And then he found out. I want to thank my man, George Galante with the Orlando Magic. Boy, he does a great job. George, what's up, brother? Thanks for that, George. Good looking out. Appreciate you looking out for the show. And I appreciate you helping turn the coach around. Steve Clifford, my guest.